Most of the cemeteries Hoosiers are familiar with are large and well-established, containing acres of headstones. But there are more than 12,000 cemeteries in Indiana, and you might be surprised by where you'll find some of them. WFIU's Barbara Brozier takes us to Brown County, where a group of volunteers is bringing long-forgotten resting places back to life.
Okay, this is the Roush House.
Vivian Wolf is hiking back to a hidden Brown County cemetery near Jackson Branch Road in Nashville. The route requires crossing a creek or getting permission to walk across private property.
They're very gracious about me walking to the cemetery through their yard.
After a short hike down the hill and ducking under some tree branches, we come to a large clearing in the woods. This is Southview Cemetery, and it used to be easier to get to. But a lot's changed since the first people were buried here more than 150 years ago. Wolf says the headstones and monuments spread out amongst these woods used to be three separate cemeteries until their boundaries became indistinguishable.
It was referred to as the Lost Cemetery. And it was Oak Hill, Calvin, and Southview. And now the GPS map just refers to it as Southview.
And for many years, Southview appeared to be forgotten. Wilderness overtook many of the stones, and shifting land buried others. Wolf and other volunteers from the Brown County Cemetery Preservation Society are helping unearth the history beneath the soil. The nonprofit repairs and restores historic cemeteries, many of them in rural areas of the county.
We become attached to the cemeteries, and some of our members just simply have a passion for going and trying to work on them and get them restored and get them in better shape.
The group's work includes clearing old trees and overgrown vegetation, cleaning and repairing headstones, and sometimes even uncovering headstones that somehow got buried over the years.
There's the top.
Yep.
On this day, volunteers discover part of a broken headstone that appears to mark the grave for a baby.
One month. Looks like from here, one month.
1 month, 27 days.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After digging it up, they clean the headstone to make it easier to read. They'll eventually reset it so it stands upright. This is a labor of love for the volunteers, one financed strictly through donations and grants. Jeannie Regan-Dinius is director of Special Initiatives for the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Historic Preservation and Archaeology. She says groups like the one in Brown County play a large role in maintaining Indiana cemeteries, even though it's not their job.
Every cemetery has an owner. It's just figuring out exactly what it is. So it could be a private landowner, an individual, a corporation. They're paying taxes on it, and on that property, and that would be their property. And then so it'd be their responsibility to do any of the work that needs to be done there.
In cases where there isn't an owner, Indiana law stipulates township trustees must care for cemeteries. But they don't have much money to work with. So it's easy for many smaller, rural cemeteries to fall into disrepair. Wolf says that's the whole reason the Brown County group got started.
These people came before the people that are here, and they created a story. And those stories should be told, and they should linger on.
Southview is just their latest project. The sprawling nature of the cemetery means they've got a lot of work ahead. And it's about more than cleaning the place up. They also want to help raise awareness so other people might get involved. Wolf says they hope to work with the county to make this cemetery more accessible to the public. Maybe then it won't be so easily forgotten again. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.